Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Welcome to Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries on this Christmas Eve. And I suppose I should be speaking about the birth of Jesus during this Christmas season. However, I'm not going to focus on Bethlehem or the journey of Jesus and Mary and Joseph from Bethlehem or from Nazareth to Bethlehem or any of that, because I came across a reality a few weeks ago that I just cannot shake. The Jewish people do not understand the true meaning of grace. And that is what I want to talk about today on this Christmas Eve afternoon, or whenever you decide to listen to this podcast. And I'm not talking about the hokey acronym of grace, which, by the way, I don't care for. Have you never heard of this hokey acronym of grace? Well, if not, you didn't grow up in a Baptist church like I did. The hokey acronym of grace is God's riches at Christ's expense, because, see, God, G, riches, R, at, A, Christ, C, expense, E, it all spells grace. I don't like that acronym, by the way, because I want to talk about the true and deep and real meaning of grace that lies at the depth of what Jesus came to accomplish when he was born, when he lived, when he died, and when he lived again all those years ago. That's real grace, and that's what I want to talk about today. So I suppose this is a type of Christmas blog, but I hope it is so much more, and it is a podcast that can be listened to not just on Christmas, but it could be listened to on August 17th, or whenever you listen to it. Because I came across a verse in my Bible time, and it's 2 Timothy 2:1. And I want to read it out of the King James, just because sometimes I like the King James. It is, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Now, for those of you who know the New Testament, you were probably expecting me to read from Ephesians 2:8 through 10. Probably surprised you, because this is the verse that began for me a journey to really ponder grace on a new and different level, a new and different way. Because the idea of being strong in grace had me to sit in Whataburger, where I go and I have my Bible time every day, and go, for a while. I had never considered the need to be strong in grace, like Paul told Timothy. So I began to break down and break apart that phrase, be strong in grace. And I went to the Greek, because if in doubt, go to the original languages. And the phrase be strong is in the imperative. It's a command. Paul was commanding Timothy to be strong. But it's also in the passive voice, which might sound strange on the surface, because we are commanded to be strong, but we're commanded to be strong in something that we are given. Because we don't have the grace. We are given the grace. And who are we given the grace? By whom we are given the grace? We are given the grace by Jesus. Jesus gives us the grace by which we are commanded to be strong. Which again makes you go, huh, that's a weird one. But we are commanded to be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. So Jesus gives us grace by which we are commanded to be strong. That's kind of different. But when you think about it, that is a message that in this year of 2020 that we really, really need. If there's any year that we need grace and we need to be strong in it, 2020 is the year. But let me go back to that question that I've asked. Jewish people don't really understand the true meaning of grace. Did you know that? I really didn't understand that until I started breaking down 2 Timothy 2:1. Jewish people don't understand what grace means. And if we're going to talk about grace and we're going to talk about Jewish people, the Christmas season is a good time of the year to talk about it. So I started doing some research and I came across this fascinating article in the Dayton, Ohio Jewish Observer that states it really clear. And I'm going to quote from this article from the Dayton Jewish Observer on the idea of grace. You can Google it yourself, by the way. Here's the article. Quote, in Jewish thought, it, grace, is through doing that we open the door to tikkun olam, repair of the world, and God's favor, mercy, and forgiveness. In Christian thought, it, that's the idea of grace again, is through believing that the door to God's grace and personal salvation is opened. And I wrote this down and I bolded it and I emphasized it because I wrote a blog about it. Because, and this is what I bolded, because this is the quote again, because this Christian notion of grace is generally associated with grace. So the English term of grace is rarely appears in Jewish literature. Because Christians talk about grace, and that's the close quote. So this is Amy talking again. Because Christians talk about grace, Judaism rarely talks about grace. Think about that for a second. And I'm going to read the quote again without Amy's interference. So I'm just going to say quote and close quote, okay? In Jewish thought, grace is through doing that we open the door to tikkun olam, repair of the world, and God's favor, mercy, and forgiveness. In Christian thought, grace is through believing that the door to God's grace and personal salvation is opened. Because this Christian notion is generally associated with grace, the English term rarely appears in Jewish literature. Because Christians have an idea that grace is going to God personal and having personal salvation and going to God and having the door open to God, Judaism has dropped the idea of grace. Think about that for a second. The term grace rarely appears in Jewish literature today because the door to God's grace and personal salvation is opened in Christianity. The true concept of grace is lost because of the fear of what it will lead to. And you know what it will lead to? It will lead to Jesus. Let me go on in that article that I read from the Dayton Jewish Observer. And this again is a quote. In Jewish thought, grace, more often expressed as God's loving kindness or mercy, is balanced by God's justice. The rabbis of the Talmud explain that God created the world with both, because loving kindness alone would have allowed sin to proliferate, and justice alone would have condemned all of creation. And this is from Genesis Rabbah 12:15. Therefore, the rabbis continue that God's favor, forgiveness, and mercy are not automatic, for that would unbalance justice. Nor are those attributes earned or deserved, because that would suggest human control over God. Closed quote. Let me respond to her, because this was a lady rabbi, and that's fine. What the author doesn't realize of the Dayton Jewish Observer article is that Jesus' grace is a gift and not forced upon anyone, and that God's justice is the end result of those who refuse the grace of Jesus' salvation. The rabbis did not understand the gift of salvation. They never understood, and they still do not understand the true meaning of grace. We don't deserve grace. We don't earn grace. Grace is a gift. That's why Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 is so important. And I would encourage you to go read Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Grace is given to us. It's a free gift. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. But we sure as heck need it. And that's what the rabbis don't get. And that's why they don't talk about grace today. John Stott, who was a brilliant British theologian, wrote so brilliantly, much better than I can, is grace is love that stoops and cares and rescues. For while there is justice for those who refuse to receive grace, there is always love to those who realize how much we need it. And another theologian by the name of Paul Zoll wrote, grace is unconditional love towards a person who does not deserve it. So while I am doing this podcast and while I wrote a blog about this on Christmas Eve 2020, and if you're listening around this time or if you listen at another time, it doesn't matter. This is ultimately a Christmas message. Because the cradle, the manger, the trough, whatever you want to say, is the personification of grace. Jesus stooped down from heaven to exhibit a love so grand to rescue those whom could not, or to rescue us who we could not rescue ourselves. He gave us his grace. Because we are not strong enough, and we could never deserve it. This is a message that the Jewish people need to hear, that the whole world needs to hear. Not only at Christmas, but every other day of the year. And I want you to remember this as we go leave 2020 and enter 2021. And this is a message that Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries will emphasize in 2021. The Jewish people and all the people of the world, there's three words I want you to remember. They need Jesus. And we must give Messiah back. That is the message of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries. And that must be the message that we share every day of the year, not just at Christmas. And I hope you share this message with others. And if you don't know Messiah Jesus, I hope you will receive the grace that only he can provide. Shalom. God bless. And may you know that he came into this earth so that you can know grace.